Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right. We don't ask for directions. I got a GPS. I don't need to ask for directions. Even before I had a GPS, I didn't ask for directions. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Time out with Eric Slaughter. Welcome back. Final hour, 1 hour to go here on this Sunday afternoon. Up next, from the Diamond, Grant McCauley. He'll break down all things Braves and the top storylines from Major League Baseball. He'll be up from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. I got my man Josh Hagedorn here with me, his final hour on the board. Josh, you been having a good day? Fantastic day. Yeah, did you have to work? So you didn't work last night, right? You know, Josh, anybody knows Josh is a big-time night manager for the Kroger.
I don't know about big time.
Big time. You big time, man.
No, thankfully, honestly, I was off last night. Typically, I do work.
Yeah.
But the other, because there's only two of us in the department. Gotcha. The other guy who's in the department with me, he's going on vacation.
Okay.
So I switched my days off around. I switched them around. So because I'm going to be working essentially all week next week.
Gotcha.
By myself. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, ooh, I'm not fun. I'm not excited about it. It's not, I'm going to be behind all week long, but it's all good.
The life of a, you know, if anybody out there, and I have people that ask me all the time, I celebrated my 5-year anniversary here at Sports Radio 929 The Game a few weeks ago. That means Josh, that means you will be celebrating 4 years coming up here soon.
Yep.
Because you started
in November. Yep.
You started just about a year after I did. Okay. So, where has 5 and 4 years gone, my friend? You know, I trained you on your first night. You know what I'm saying?
I remember very vividly.
I mean, it's crazy how quickly.
You looked me in my face and you said, don't screw this up. And then you left the room and you were gone for hours. I don't know where you went.
You have it. Good job. I didn't do that. Well, what are you talking about? But anyway, the time flies. And, you know, and I love being here, part of the Odyssey family. Shouts out to everybody here at the studio. Happy you know, Father's Day to all of our fathers here at Sports Radio 929 The Game, all of our people on the on-air staff, the producer staff, the sales staff, the administration staff, the production staff. And, you know, I've become a very popular man on a lot of platforms. People ask me about, you know, what's it like being at Odyssey? What's it like being on air at 929 The Game? Sometimes I'm a part-time on air. I'm a part-time producer. I work with, you know, Friday Night Scoreboard Show. I do things at our sister stations. I do all kinds of things here in the Odyssey family. And it's kind of the life of being in this business until you get to one of those places where you get a full-time on-air position or a full-time, you know, big sales position or whatever it is that you aspire to do in this business. You kind of learn all the aspects and you fill in where you can, and you got to be hungry. You have to be hungry. You got to be the person out there saying, hey, I'll do this, I'll do that, and show everybody that you are talented and you're a hard worker, and then you get to where you want to go, hopefully. But for all of us that are part-timers here, like myself and Josh, we either have a full-time job somewhere else, or me, I'm the man of 1,000 side hustles. That's what I do. I MC. Of course, I'm a sports official that most people know me by. I'm a maitre d'. I'm an event planner. I got 1,000 side hustles. Put them all together, I get my bills paid, you know, and that's how it goes here in the life of a sports radio host and all of those good things. Sports Radio 99 The Game, timeout with Eric Slaughter. But I tell you what.
Real quick, let me circle back to you started off the segment. That's how to be how we're talking about, you know, we don't ask for directions, yada, yada, based on the problem. And it just popped into my head. I don't know why. But, and yeah, I'm the same way. I'm like, I don't need to ask for directions. Like, I'll figure it out. We'll find a way to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Does that also, you know, can you kind of lump that in with, like, if you're at the store, like, asking where something is?
Oh,
or do you're like, man, I'm going to go find it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to ask somebody where something is in the store. I'm going to go find it myself.
In the grocery store, I will find it because you guys have directories. But if I am in a department store or something that I am not very familiar with, I will ask, hey, where's the shoes? Where's the men's department? Where's the cologne? Where's the luggage? Because it's a store that maybe I've never been in before and I'm not familiar with the layout. But when I'm usually in a grocery store and there's something that I know I should be able to find, especially if I've bought it before, I've seen it here before, no. I'm going to go out of aisle until I find it. I sure am.
Yeah.
I'm stubborn like that.
I'm like, I'm going to find it. And then if I'm with my wife and then she goes off, I'm like, no, don't ask. Don't. damn it. I told you not to ask.
It just kind of makes your manhood go right, you know, small.
Yeah,
right?
It does. Yeah, I'm like, wow, now they're looking at me like I can't handle my own business. Yeah, I can't find where the stuff is in the store.
Yeah, but no, if I'm at a department store, you know, and I like to go shopping from time to time, get me a new sweater, get me a new whatever, I'll say, hey, where's this department, where's the dressing room, something like that. So, you know,
all right, that maybe just
not,
popped in my head.
Maybe not even Walmart. Walmart's huge, but I usually will even go around Walmart until I find something. So, no, not going to ask. I know it all. I'm a man. I'm stupid. Yes, that's how we are. Sports Radio 929 The Game. So, Josh, I hope you notice I got up out my chair, okay? I got up out my chair, Josh, because I can't do it no more, okay? I can't. If I'm not watching it, guess what? I'm not going to talk about it. Okay, I saw the score get to 10-1. I don't know what's going on right now. No longer do I care. No more Braves on in the studio for me. I'm now watching the College World Series and watching a Tiger Woods tape of the 2008 U.S. Open because the U.S. Open golf tournament, wherever they are, is in a rain delay. So, fine. Braves, you're done. Off the memory, off the books. Don't know what you're doing. Don't care what you're doing. Mets come to town tomorrow. So much for that. Now, I am a little upset about something, though. Because I was shocked when I saw this. I was rather upset. I was like, wow. I get off in the early evening. It's Sunday. I know there's going to be NBA Finals game on tonight. It's Father's Day. I can remember several Father's Days in years past where the NBA Finals was won on Father's Day. I can vividly remember a Tim Duncan winning an NBA championship, and I know that's been a minute ago, but on Father's Day Sunday. So when I looked at the sports calendar and I realized that there was no NBA Finals game tonight, I was a tad bit upset. I mean, I'm like, the NBA don't work on the weekends no more? What is going on here? Why? And don't give me that travel part as an excuse. Why on a weekend night, on a Sunday night, do we not have an NBA Finals game to watch tonight? They played on Friday, right? They played on Friday. So why are they not playing tonight? So if you want an NBA Finals game, I hope you don't have Monday night plans. Because your next game, Game 5, will be Monday night at 8:30 on ABC or whoever covers the NBA Finals. I watch it on the app. So 2-2. Is the current NBA Finals series standings. I really think, and I hope my guy, you know, I had one of the best conversations. Let me see if he texts me back. I had my best sports conversation this week with a rideshare driver. Josh, did you make it to the meeting we had here on Monday? You didn't make it, I'm sorry.
No, I was at work.
Okay, he was at work. All right, so we had a big meeting here at the station on Monday. We got a lot coming up over the next few weeks. We got SEC Media Days. We got Major League Baseball All-Star Game, Falcons Training Camp. So we had a station meeting to start working on the plans for how we're going to cover all these wonderful events that are going to be happening in Atlanta. And while we were having our meeting, Mike Conti, who is the brand manager here at Sports Radio 1990 Game. He's a great boss for us. Happy belated day, Mike. Happy belated birthday to Mike. His birthday was this past Friday. He said that recently he got into an Uber or a Lyft or his ride share, and he got into the car, and the Uber driver or Lyft driver, whatever it was listening to Sports Radio 1990 Game. How cool is that? Well, I got into, and it was an Uber this past week. I took a trip out of town to see my mom. My mom's going through some medical procedures right now, and she wants her son there to go through some of it. So I jumped on a plane, went and saw my mom, came back. I get into the rideshare vehicle. I'm making small talk with the driver. The driver's making small talk with me. And he brought up, he said, "Hey, man, what do you think about these NBA finals?" And I said, and this was before game. So I went on Wednesday. So that was Wednesday morning. I flew to Baltimore. So that was going to be game three. And I said to the Uber driver, I said, and he's a really nice guy. I think his name was William. He's from New York. He gave me his number. I said, "Hey, man, I'm going to text you. You know, we're going to talk about this." And I texted him early. I was going to try to tell him to tune into the show. But I said, "Hey, man, I think Indiana's going to take it. I think Indiana can win both games at home and go up 3-1 in this series." And they came out, and he told me I was crazy. He said, "No way. OKC is too tough. They don't have the size to match Chet Holmgren. SGA is a killer, and OKC is going to take this series." And I said, "Well, we can disagree, and, you know, if you want to call my show on Sunday, we can talk about it." And then we got into his Knicks, which I'll talk about in a second. But Wednesday night, Indiana took care of business at home, went up 2-1, and then Friday, which I did not have a chance to watch the game, they gave home court advantage back to OKC. They gave their momentum away by losing that second game at home to OKC, the Thunder. And now, I believe, Josh, I have to change my tune. I have to agree with a lot of people at this station, with my Uber driver from Wednesday, that now that OKC has tied this series and are going back home, this is a best of three, and they will have two games in Oklahoma City, I believe now that the Oklahoma City Thunder will win this series.
I always picked Oklahoma City to win the series. I thought it was going to go five games. I thought OKC was going to handle Indiana rather easily. Turns out I was completely wrong. Indiana has really kind of stepped it up. Bench played really has played really well. I don't understand what this – I'm not worried about Chet Holmgren. The dude weighs 185 pounds.
Dripping right? wet. Dripping
it's
wet.
Ridiculous.
He wears
yep. So, you know, but on the flip side of that, I mean, they have Hartenstein. He can get in there and be that physical force. But, no, I do agree that I think now it's pretty much in Oklahoma City's hands. You're going back home. Now is the time for you to capitalize. Now is the time for you to really show why you were the best team in the league all season and essentially stop toying with Indiana.
Okay, and the bottom line is this, and you can look up the history. I wanted to look up the stats on this. Maybe Josh can do it during the break. I do know for a fact that the percentages are very heavy for the team that wins game five, especially when a series is tied 2-2. That team that wins game five goes on to win the series probably 80 to 90% of the time. It's down to a best of three. Oklahoma City will have two of those three games, if needed, in their home arena. But this series, pretty much comes down to who wins game five tomorrow night in Oklahoma City. Not tonight. I'm still upset about that. I don't understand why the NBA finals took all weekend off. Yeah, technically Friday was a part of the weekend, but no, the weekend is Saturday and Sunday. Why? On a Father's Day weekend, our fathers and sons around this country, around the world, because the NBA is a global sport, not being able to sit down on Sunday night and watch game five of the NBA finals.
So I got it real quick before we go to break.
Appreciate
Let me get this in here.
What you got?
So when NBA finals are set, when the series is tied 2-2, the team that wins game five has an basically an 83% chance
of winning the series.
Of winning the series. The record is 164-34.
So that means a lot of series have been tied at 2-2. A lot of series have been tied at 2-2. It's coming down to game five. Indiana, you want to bring this thing home? You got to go back to your arena up 3-2. Because if you have to go to game seven, what's the best two words in sports? Game seven. If you got to go back to game seven in Oklahoma City, who's going to give you any chance of winning that game? I mean, that's going to be the most bet upon game ever if they get to it. We'll see what happens. Indiana, you want to do it? Win game five. But we'll wait and see tomorrow night. So they'll be talking about it Tuesday here on Sports Radio 910 that game, because they can't talk about it tomorrow because there's no game tonight. Find something else to do. Find Netflix. What's the Sunday night baseball game of the week? Find something, because there will not be any basketball on tonight. And speaking of basketball, I got to ask you a question. Is a certain player in basketball still worth the headache? Is a certain player still worth, or should he be considered a primetime player? We'll talk about that next here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter. Sports Radio 929 The Game, 404-726-0929, and all day, every day on the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Father's Day, 4/23 on this beautiful Sunday. You're listening to Time Out with Eric Slaughter. I got about 36 more minutes with you before I turn it over to Grant McCauley and From the Diamond. Got the College World Series on the TV here at the Kia Studios, Arizona. The Arizona Wildcats currently up over the Louisville Cardinals 3-1. Not sure what the current standings are or anything like that in the College World Series. I need to look that up. I'll do that a little later tonight. The U.S. Open is in a rain delay, so I'm watching Tiger Woods from 2008. And I'm pretty sure this was when Tiger Woods kind of won it on one leg or something like that, you know, he came back and won it. He's two under now on the day from 2008. I mean, man, I mean, think about it. It's 2025. We are in a rain delay at the at the U.S. Open, and the footage they choose to show is from 17 years ago. Not 2024, not 2023, not 2020, not 2019. They're going all the way back to 2008 to show, I guess, Tiger Woods win the U.S. Open on a ridiculous, you know, Sunday come from behind victory. Does that just go to show you still that Tiger Woods is still the biggest draw in golf? If they're going to go all the way back to 2008 to show you some Tiger Woods footage, the producers or the executives at NBC, who has the coverage for the U.S. Open, said, well, if I can't show you live coverage, I'm going to show you a 17-year-old tape of Tiger Woods. Why? Because I think this will keep people tuned in. I think I will not lose them to another sport or some streaming service if I show you Tiger Woods from 2008 coming back and winning the U.S. Open. That's crazy. That's crazy to show you how still, to this day, how big or how important Tiger Woods is to golf, okay? And the man is out all year on an injury. Will he ever be back on the PGA Tour full-time? Probably not. I mean, he is – I think Tiger Woods is either 48 or 49 years old. Think about that. Think about that. 1997, a long time ago. In 1997, a 21-year-old Tiger Woods became the biggest icon in sports by winning the Masters at 21 years old. And coming up, and now Tiger Woods holds a distinctive fact about him. His birthday is on December 30th. And he shares that birthday with like three or four other major sports figures. I know one of them is LeBron James. LeBron James and Tiger Woods share birthdays on December 30th. But here we are in 2025, and Tiger is getting close to 50, which means when he turns 50, he will be eligible to play on the senior PGA Tour. Think about that. At 50, for the PGA, you are a senior, the senior tour. Tiger Woods on the senior tour. Will Tiger Woods ever win another major tournament in his golf career? The answer is probably a very long shot of a no. This is a 2008 tape. He's the focal point, so I'm sure he won it that year. I don't have Tiger Woods' resume in front of me. But it just goes to show you, here we are 17 years later, and this is the tape they are choosing to show because of the bottom line is Tiger Woods is still the biggest name in golf and has not won a major in a long, long time. Sports Radio 929 The Game, time out with Eric Slaughter. So, last segment, I broke down my thoughts on the NBA Finals. Both Josh and I do believe now that with OKC tying up the series at 2-2, the series heading back to Oklahoma, that the Thunder will probably win this game, win this series. They'll probably win game five at home, maybe finish it in six, or will definitely be the favorite to win it in game seven back in Oklahoma. Other stories from around the NBA over the weekend. Two of them come to my forefront of thoughts. Both of them have me thinking, what is the world coming to? I'm going to start in New York, where the New York Knicks, and I was listening to Carl Dukes this morning, as he now is the Sunday morning show here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. And he had a, I want to say it was a Knicks reporter join him when I was on my way to baseball this morning. The New York Knicks are looking to replace Tom Thibodeau as head coach of the New York Knicks. I talked about it last week. I'll talk about it next week if I'm still here and they still haven't named a coach yet. You go on a five-year stretch that's some of the best basketball the New York Knicks have played in two decades. You get your team to the Eastern Conference Finals of the NBA, and you lose your job. And now you want to go out and try to hire either an active coach away from, you know, they've tried to go to Jason Kidd from the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavericks said, thanks, but no thanks. There's rumors out there that they want to talk to Ime Udoka of the Houston Rockets. Well, have you not been paying attention to the Houston Rockets? Do you not know the Houston Rockets have not one, not two, but three of the young, best, talented players in all of the NBA? If you're Ime Udoka, why would you want to leave Houston to go coach in New York City for a team that's going to be all pressure all day to win the championship? You're going to have to pay those crazy New York taxes, live in a cold city because it's pretty nice living in Houston, and deal with all that New York media. Why would he want to do that? Now, yeah, he lived in Boston, coached in Boston, so he's used to it. But I think he's got a pretty sweet situation now in Houston, okay? There's been some legends of the game that before the Knicks even called them, came out and said, don't even bother. Jay Wright, the former coach of the Villanova's Wildcats, I believe, that won two NCAA championships, who has three of his former players on the New York Knicks roster, who has that New York-type, soap opera good looks, even though Jay Wright's a man in his 60s. You know, he's a real suave type of guy, would foot real good in New York. You know what he said? Oh, nope, I'm good. Don't call me. Rick Pitino, a New York guy through and through. Used to be the coach of the Knicks way back in the day. Now coaching at St. John's. You know what he said? Yep, don't call me. I ain't interested. So you got coaches who are not interested, current coaches who can't get permission or don't want to talk to you, and you're supposed to be one of the marquee jobs in the NBA. Don't look so smart right now, do you, James Dolan, the owner and the whoever the director of basketball operations are for the New York Knicks? I mean, people aren't getting in line to take your job, even though you have an all-NBA player in Jalen Bronson, even though you have an all-star in Carl Anthony Towns, even though you play in the mecca of basketball known as Madison Square Garden. Doesn't look like everybody's lining up to say, hey, give me an interview to be the next coach of the New York Knicks. So we're going to see. We'll pay attention to who takes this job for the Knicks. Now, this is the bottom line. The NBA draft is coming up quickly. The NBA draft is on June the 25th. We'll be live at State Farm Arena the night of the draft. Hawks have two picks in the first round. The New York Knicks, I don't think you want to go into the draft not knowing who your head coach is going to be. Today is June the 15th. The draft is on the 25th. That's easy math. You got 10 days, guys. You got 10 days to make a huge decision on who's going to lead your franchise. And you got coaches telling you either we can't talk to you or I don't want to talk to you. Looking real smart, aren't you, New York Knicks? Looking real smart firing a former coach of the year and a guy who just led you to the Eastern Conference Finals. Your geniuses up there in New York. You sure are. We'll see how that goes. And lastly, Kevin Durant. Rumor comes out today, or the internet story says that Kevin Durant wants to go to the Spurs, the Rockets, you know, one of those teams with all those young stars, or maybe the Miami Heat. And I say, who cares? It's 2025. Kevin Durant, I'm on his page right now, 36 years old, will be 37 before the season starts in 2025. Is Kevin Durant still a NBA best type player? Is Kevin Durant still a guy who can lead a team to an NBA championship? I don't think so.
He's never even led a team to an NBA championship.
Well, he's got two NBA Finals MVPs.
But it's not. I don't know if that's leading the team to. He went to Golden State.
A team that was a championship. And as Draymond Green so eloquently said when he left, "Hey, bro, we won it before you got here. You joined a ready-made team. Yep, did we let you be the alpha dog? Yeah, we did. Why? Because we ain't got no egos around here." Steph Curry, for the greatest shooter of all time that he is Steph Curry on, you know, the Mount Rushmore of NBA players that some people says he is? He really don't have much of an ego. He didn't have to be the lead guy. Klay Thompson, who was in his prime on those teams, didn't care to be the lead guy. And Draymond Green all knows, he's like, "Look, I'm a defensive player, okay? So you can come in here, you can be the lead dog. We don't care. Let's just win another title." That's what they did. Matter of fact, they won two with Kevin Durant. But that was when Kevin Durant still had a two in front of the number on his age. He don't have that no more. Kevin Durant is closer to 40 than he is to 20-something. And he's trying to pick and choose what team he goes to? Does Kevin Durant automatically make any of those teams NBA championship caliber? Well, guess what? That's what they said when he went to Phoenix 4 years ago. They said the combination of Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, and what's the guy they already have out there? Devin Booker. And then I think they had Chris Paul made the Phoenix Suns a NBA Finals almost lock. And they never made it. As a matter of fact, they didn't even make the playoffs this year. So why does Kevin Durant think just because he's a free agent that teams need to get in line is for his services? Kevin Durant, you a Maryland native, and I like you. Time may have passed you over, bro. You're going to go somewhere. Yeah, somebody's going to sign you. But don't think you're walking into some locker room saying, "Yep, line up the championship parade because I'm in town." No, don't think so. Not unless you decide to go to maybe Milwaukee and team up with Giannis. Maybe you go to L.A. and team up with LeBron and Luka. But in case you, if you go to Miami, San Antonio, or Houston, I ain't picking none of them to go to the NBA Finals. Not because Kevin Durant's in the building. Sorry. I'll see where you end up. But I don't think you are just walking in saying, "Oh, we're going to win a chip because I'm here now. My 37-year-old legs." Yeah, you still look good. You ain't gained no weight. You still got a great jump shot. But you're not the guy you were 10 years ago, bro. Hey, be the one to tell you that. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Timeout with Eric Slaughter.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. Timeout with Eric Slaughter here. One segment to go on this Sunday Father's Day edition. Hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. 404-726-0929. We'll wrap this thing up and turn it over to my guy, Grant McAuley. He's in the building. I turned off the Braves game, so I don't know what's going on. Last I saw, it was 10-1. I don't have my phone open. I don't have an app open. I don't care anymore.
Oh, you don't want me to tell you?
No, I don't want to
know. Okay, I won't tell you.
I really do not care.
I won't tell you that they lost 10-1.
Okay, and I wouldn't have cared if they came back and won 11-10, because I told everybody I wasn't buying what they were selling. Wasn't buying it. Prove it to me against the Mets. Prove it to me against the Marlins. Prove it to me against the Phillies. I'll talk to you at the end of the month, okay? Because when I talk to you at the end of the month, and the Mets losing today, I do know the Mets were losing to the Tampa Bay Rays. So we'll be 13 games back. 13 games back when the Mets come in here tomorrow. Yeah, we're still in it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Call me in a week. I'll be back next Saturday from 7 to 10. Can we get it to single digits by then? We'll see. At the end of the month, I'll be back again. Will it be in single digits by then? Maybe. We'll see. Can we win 13? We have 13 division games, 13 consecutive division games to finish out the month of June. I'd be happy for 7-6 at this point. 8-5, asking too much. 9-4, hope dream. 10-3, pipe dream. 11-2, lottery. 12-1, impossible. That's the Wizard of Oz right there. 13-0. Hey, let's win 13 in a row. The Atlanta Braves are going to win 13 straight games in the division. And then I'm going to buy a company and take over the world after that. I don't know. None of it's going to happen. That's why I'm bringing it up. None of it's going to happen. None of it. I do hope, and I'm going to, you know, I'll look at the pitching matchups. That's what I'll do. I'll look at the pitching matchups to see what the Braves have lined up for the Mets. So we know Strider pitched on Saturday. So guess what? He's going to miss the Mets. Chris Sale pitched like on Thursday. So the Mets should see Chris Sale. They may see Spencer Swellenbach. That means, I'll look it up here in a second because I want to talk about something that I just saw. I'll look it up. If the Mets see both Swellenbach and Chris Sale, maybe the Braves win 2 out of 3. Maybe. They at least set themselves up to have a chance, but they got to play better than they played today. They got to play better. They can't have base running errors, bad bullpen pitching, no clutch hits with runners in scoring position. You can't have any of that. You got to play better baseball. 404-726-0929. So last segment, I was kind of dogging on Kevin Durant. Okay, and I mean, maybe I went too hard on Kevin Durant because Kevin Durant's still an all-star player, okay? He did make the all-star team in 2025. I personally don't think Kevin Durant is the type of player that walks into a locker room at his age of 36, be 37 before the season starts and says, yep, I'm going to turn this team into an NBA winner or a championship caliber team. But I am going to give Kevin Durant some serious respect right now. I'm going to put some respect on his name, Josh. I'm going to put some serious respect on Kevin Durant's name. So Kevin Durant was the second pick overall in the 2007 NBA draft. Second pick overall. And he's still playing 18 years later. Okay? There's only one other player from the 2007 NBA draft that is still currently playing in the NBA. Currently still not even playing at a decently high level. he's probably, in my opinion, a bona fide first ballot Hall of Famer along with Kevin Durant. Josh, you want to take a guess who the only other player from the 2007 NBA draft along with Kevin Durant that's still active on the NBA roster and still contributing at a pretty high level?
So he would be about the same age, mid-30s.
Late 30s.
That's a
I'll give you a clue. I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
He started his career right here in Atlanta with the Hawks and had a pretty good 10-year run.
Oh, Al Horford.
Al Horford. Very good, Josh. Al Horford is the only other player from the 2007 NBA draft still active in the NBA and still contributing to a playoff caliber team. I mean, a year ago, the Boston Celtics and Al Horford won the NBA title. They were one of the top teams in the East this year. Came up short. It's really hard to repeat. I would bet Al Horford is probably going to come back again for his 18th NBA season. Let's see. Al Horford is currently at the age of 39. So Al Horford is 2 years older than Kevin Durant. Al Horford played 3 years in college. Kevin Durant played one. Al Horford still playing at a relatively high level. Does his job well. He's a good three-point shooter, rebounds. Comes off the bench for the Celtics. But I would bet, in my opinion, that Al Horford is a first ballot basketball Hall of Famer. Now, I might have said it wrong because, Josh, do you know there's no such thing as the NBA Hall of Fame? Okay? There's no such thing.
Yeah, it's just the basketball
Hall of Fame. It's just a basketball Hall of Fame. And it takes all of your basketball career into consideration. It's the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. So, yes, it takes into consideration what you did in college. It takes into consideration what you did in other professional leagues when they put you in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. So I would say after playing 17 years in the NBA, winning an NBA championship, making numerous NBA All-Star teams, and winning not one but two NCAA championships at the University of Florida, that Al Horford is quite possibly a first ballot basketball Hall of Famer. Not NBA, but basketball Hall of Famer, because that's what it is. Along with Kevin Durant. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Kevin Durant is a first ballot basketball Hall of Famer. Rookie of the Year, College Player of the Year as a freshman, two-time NBA Finals MVP, former NBA MVP, first ballot Hall of Famer. But he's not that guy that he was 10 years ago. It's been almost 10 years since he was the Finals MVP. Was he an All-Star pretty much every year? Yes, he was. Was he an All-Star last year? Yes, he was. But he's not that guy that's just going to take a team. Oh, he's that one player that we're missing. Okay? Okay? Because he might come into a team. If you're that one player that we're missing, well, guess what? We got an alpha dog already. That's where Kevin Durant is at his 37 years of age NBA body coming into this next season. But still, had a great career. It's a shame what I'm looking at right here. So I'm looking at a recap of the 2007 NBA draft. And once again, I'll say the only two players left in that draft that are still playing, Kevin Durant and Al Horford. The poor team that had the first pick. Kevin Durant was the second pick. Al Horford was the third pick. The poor team that had the first pick in the draft. The poor team that had the first pick in the draft just can't get right. I mean, I'm sure we can go back through the history books of a lot of NBA teams, and we can do it with the Hawks, we can do it with probably the Bulls, or, you know, pick a team. But the Portland Trail Blazers have the unique distinction to say that they passed on not one, but two of the greatest players of all time, two bona fide NBA, all NBA, just Hall of Famers. Just the Portland Trail Blazers have passed twice on two guys that would have changed the complete trajectory of the history of that franchise if they had only done what they were supposed to do. And each time they did it to draft a 7-foot player who ended up becoming one of the biggest busts in NBA history. Josh, the Portland Trail Blazers have passed on both Michael Jordan and Kevin Durant in the NBA draft to draft Greg Oden in 2007 And that guy from Sam Kentucky, Bowie. Sam Bowie, thank you, in 1984.
But Odin, I think, is, I mean, you can make the case, his injuries, you know.
Odin,
I mean,
had
dude's
an injury,
knees,
listen to me,
dude's
Odin
knees could not handle the NBA game.
Odin had an injury-ridden freshman year at Ohio State, did he not?
Oh, he did. His whole basketball career, I think his body just wasn't built for that.
So after going through what they went through with Sam Bowie in 1984, seeing Michael Jordan, who they passed on, go on to become the greatest player of all time, 13 years later in 2000, I'm sorry, don't tell you, but that's the wrong math. 23 years later, a generation later. The Portland Trail Blazers did it again. Instead of drafting Kevin Durant, the reigning college freshman of the year, it wasn't Greg Oden. They were both freshmen. Kevin Durant was the freshman of the year, the Slim Reaper out of the University of Texas. Instead of drafting Kevin Durant, they drafted Greg Oden, another 7-foot big man that couldn't make it healthy in the NBA. That's a franchise that is just completely, completely cursed. And that came about, that probably was right around the time that Brandon Roy, one player that looked like was going to be a great player for the Blazers, ended up having his career cut short. Why? Because he couldn't stay healthy. The Portland Trail Blazers, man, just what the difference the history of that franchise would have been if they just said, yep, in 84 we drafted Michael Jordan, in 2007 we drafted Kevin Durant, and by some miracle, Brandon Roy stayed healthy, who was once the NBA Rookie of the Year. Nope. The Portland Trailblazers, who have not won a title since 1977, still one of the worst luck franchises. I'm not going to say worst franchises, one of the worst luck franchises in the history of the NBA. Poor Portland. And that's it for me. I'm ending the show on the Portland Trail Blazers and Kevin Durant. Why? Because I refuse to talk about the Braves. I refuse to do it. I'm going to let Grant McCauley do that for me. I want to say thank you to Jed May from UGASports.com for joining me and talking Georgia Bulldogs. I want to say thank you to all the guys who called in to talk about the Braves. All of them said the same thing. Not buying what I've seen. And the Braves are more closer to being well done than they are to being anything else. Josh, appreciate you for being a great producer. Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day to all the people here at Odyssey. Happy Father's Day to all of our listeners and correspondents. I am Eric Slaughter. This has been Time Out with Eric Slaughter. Coming up next from the Diamond with Grant McCauley. Have a great rest of your Sunday. It's a beautiful day. Get those barbecues going if they haven't started yet. And I'll be back next week. Download the Odyssey app. Go back and catch any and everything that you may have missed. Rewind, playback, all those great things at the touch of your fingertips. Until next time, be good, be well, and I am out.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.